Well, I sent out a SOS. It's getting close to 4 o'clock. I said, what's going on tonight? He said, you take it, all right? So, scrambled around a little bit, went to print my thoughts, and the computer just went down. I said, wow, Lord, if you don't want me to preach tonight, that's fine. That's fine, the way the song service was going. That never happened to me before, so you're going to get cliff notes of just, see, this computer up here is a lot older than a Macintosh. It's a lot older than a Toshiba. It's an old computer here, so I'm just going to draw on what I have up there, so you pray for me tonight. And tonight is something that I wish, there's a lot of us, I wish we had all the answers. We're going to talk about healing tonight. And it's one of these things that it is a part of the gospel. It is absolutely a part of the gospel. And I do wish that I could just drop the healing chart behind me and I could just confidently point to this and that and just tell you how it's all done. But I can't do that. Divine healing is something that every one of us, we get in the word, it's happened to us. It's real. We read of it in the old days, all through the scriptures. It is a part of the gospel. And I'm very thankful for that tonight. Now, to experience the healing power of God, it is something like salvation that you will never forget. You will never forget when God gets involved in your body and does something that medicine and a doctor cannot do. I don't want to get ahead of myself, and I'm not telling you how to do it. This is personal. These things are very personal convictions. I'm going to preach, but don't get mad at me if I say something you don't agree with. I'm just going to preach what God gives me, but I realize this is very personal. And one of the things that I learned, and I really was thinking about it recently, my leg was really bothering me, and I was on prednisone. And if you don't know what that is, it's a steroid. And it really helped me. I could almost walk, even though it was painful. And you can only stay on that stuff for so long. So I come off of it. And that's when God made a move. And I thank God for that, and I'll never forget it, and I'm still praising him to this day. And it'll be something I'll take with me the rest of my life. Listen, when God, this cloud comes over you, you know exactly what I'm talking about, and he speaks to you. It is something that you cherish, especially when some healing comes along with the voice. But one of the things is, when we reach out for medicine, or a doctor, or a hospital, I'm here to tell you, when God makes a divine move, he will not be overshadowed. Listen, there's a lot of people, and it's noble, and they don't want, and in their minds, they want God to do it all. And that's noble. And listen, that's a personal conviction. But I'm here to tell you, when God does something divine like salvation, you can go to all the hospitals, all the clinics you want. When God saves somebody, he alone gets the credit. He will not be overshadowed. It's God Almighty. And when you get healed, it is laughable in my mind that somehow a doctor or some medicine is going to overshadow him when it's a divine, I'm talking about a divine move. Now, God can work through many different avenues. You can go all through the scriptures. Jesus had some spittle. I mean, there's all kinds of things through the scriptures. Naaman had to dip 7 times. All kinds of different ways to be healed. One size does not fit all. What is the main thing tonight? That we seek the Lord. And whatever he wants us to do, we just obey it, right? Turn with me to Genesis, the 20th chapter. Genesis, the 20th chapter. This is the first healing recorded in the Word of God. And wouldn't you know it, it would be Abraham, the father of the faith. Genesis, the 20th chapter. I want to inspire our faith tonight. So Abraham Now here's the key. We have to be clear. And I like observing and listening, because believe me, I don't know it all. I wish I did. But certain brethren down here at the altar will ask, are you clear? Is there anything in your heart? Is there any sin? Any unforgiveness? Is there anything in there that you're harboring that would prevent you from being healed? Because listen, if there's something in there, we know that God will not hear. I know that we don't like that term. God will not hear a sinner. And if there's something in there that we know is wrong, there's going to be a problem. How in the world can we receive healing? So let's look here in the 17th verse. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants. What a healing. And they bare children. For the Lord had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Now, one of the things as we get into this in the church of God, there are things that shouldn't be, but they become divisive. And I don't think God wants his camp. He wants nothing working in the camp that's divisive. You say, what are you talking about? Well, it's either God alone and nothing else. That's fine. That is your conviction. We cannot put our convictions on other people. We all know that God tells us things individually. There are certain things that I might be able to do that God told you not to do. You might get carried away with hunting. I could care less. And you say, you that like to hunt, you're falling out of your chairs. You say, how could you say that? I just could care less. There's not one bone in my body that cares to hunt. There's just not one bone. But there are things that I do that you could care less, right? And so we all get inclined to certain things that speak to us. And in the church of God, there should be nothing that causes division or divisiveness. And there's people out here, listen, this is the calling card. You know, healings are going on over here, and this is where you need to come. Nobody has healing in a corner. Nobody has healing to themselves. That's God's call. And to think that healing only goes on in the church, you're kidding yourself. Come on, you start talking to people in the world, you have done it, I have too. They have testimonies of things that have happened that they cannot explain. Ross Hare, in the military, I believe he was over in Iraq. I've told this before. He got injured. He said, my knee was messed up. He said, we were moving. I had no time. I didn't know what I was going to do. And something happened. All of a sudden, I could run again. He still tells that story to this day. Do you know why? Because God did something for him. And he doesn't really claim to be a Christian, but he knows something otherworldly happened to him. What is that? That's divine. When God gets involved and anything is divine, he puts his stamp on it. And I'm here to tell you, we all recognize it. Amen. And I appreciate that tonight. So it should never be divisive. We should not get the holier-than-thou attitude, because listen, I always say, if you're going to be an example, shut your mouth and just work. I'm not going to yell at you, preach at you. You know why? Because it starts with me. My experience and what God demands out of me, I'm just going to work it out. And if you want to come and ask, and if somebody wants to ask you, that's different. How do you feel about this? That's different. Because somebody is approaching you, they have confidence in you, and they want to know how you feel about the issue. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong with imposing your will and your thoughts and your opinions on people. Come on, we all know that this is a progressive work. This is progressive. And I believe everyone in this building wants to have more faith. I want to have more faith. And we live in a world where it is very difficult to have faith. Do you know why? Because everything is provided. It's tough. Read about ancient Israel. Everything had to fall. They were tribes. Everything had to fall in place just to live. If they had drought just one season, the whole family was at stake. Now, don't you think when you live like that, you're a little more in touch with God Almighty? Come on, it's just natural. God, I need rain for the crops or my family's gonna die. There's some urgency there. It demanded urgency. We live in a country. Thank God we're blessed, but with that comes a real danger. Everything just comes easy. And with that, we can get at ease in Zion. And so why do you think God still has some things in his pocket to get our attention? We can just be cruising along and all of a sudden a pain starts. Uh-oh. And I'm here to tell you, it stops us in our tracks. And then you do the worst thing, you get on the internet and you become a doctor and you start looking up what's wrong, and in about 15 minutes, you're in a very healthy prayer service. God, I'm not gonna be here much longer. Please help me, right? Please help me. But it does, it causes us to think. We have no idea what's working in here. We don't. I had these customers and they were so outstanding, and thank the Lord they bought a big old bus off of me. He has a big landscaping company down in Chillicothe. I brought my family out to meet him. Awesome people, Randy Detillion. And he called me not too, maybe he is, I don't think it was quite a year later. He says, do you buy back buses? I said, yeah, we do. I said, what's going on? He said, my wife's passed away. And it just floored me. They were very in shape. They rode bikes all the time. And so I asked him, I said, what happened? Found out she had ovarian cancer in October, and she was gone by February. Just like that, it crushed him. And he couldn't stand the thoughts of that bus because it reminded him of her. Life can change. How we feel so secure, I'm here to tell you, that is a work of the enemy. How we can feel so secure in this life. Because I'm here to tell you, things can work very quickly and things can change rapidly. We can be well one day and we can be thinking totally different the next. That's why I'm so glad tonight, and I know you are as well, that I serve a God that's in control. Amen. He is in control. And he controls all things spiritually and naturally. He can break the law if he wants to. He's God. You say, what is he talking about? He walked on the water. I can't do that. I've never seen anyone do that, but he did. And he was just out there walking. He didn't make a big deal about it. There he was, just walking on the water. He's Christ. He is God and he governs the universe. And I thank God that when we put our confidence in him, listen, that is part of the healing tonight. Part of the healing is the comfort of giving it over to God. Whether you get healed right then is one thing, but I'm here to tell you, there is comfort in obeying the scriptures and reaching out for your healing. There is great comfort in that tonight. Now, turn with me to Matthew, the 9th chapter. Is healing an everyday thing? Is it just routine? Listen, healing, it's a miracle. It is a miracle. Otherwise, it would just become routine with us. We would get used to it, And here's where that would go. We would take it for granted. So not all the time, we're gonna, you know, we always wanna be healed. It'd be nice, man, that'd be great. Just come right down, a little pain. Hey, Brother Jeff Carr, could you open up the church building for me? It's a Tuesday night, I'm headed on over. Coming down to the altar, get prayed for, everything's taken care of, and off I go. That'd be great. I think we all would like that. But that is not the way this works. So let's look at it. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 5. We've heard this scripture. For whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk, he's showing his authority in all matters. He can forgive sins and he can heal the body. He's doing two things at one time right here. But that ye may know, thank God for that tonight, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, that's a serious condition, right? He had palsy. Arise. Listen, when Christ speaks, as soon as that word arise comes out of his mouth, brother, I'm here to tell you there's power flowing through that man. Power, divine power. Arise, take up thy bed and go to thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, here we go, this is not a routine thing. They marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Some people say, well, you know, those days are over. Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. God is still in the healing business. He still is. He is not, you didn't wake up, get into scriptures, and everything about healing has been edited. Oh no, those scriptures are still in there. Still going strong. You will not break his word. You will not break his word. It is a miracle. And we have to remember that. Man, I've been praying for this for a long time and it just hasn't happened. Come on, we know that sometimes we have to tarry. Sometimes we have to keep asking, seeking, knocking on the door. Come on, if you're in sales, you learn that. Not everybody that comes in the first time buys. They come in, you start a relationship, and you begin texting, and you begin calling. I just sold somebody that I've been working since this past summer, and it's a good feeling to stay after somebody and land them like that. It's no different with God. God wants to see, I believe many times, how bad do we want it? Come on, it takes work to get down and really earnestly pray and seek the Lord and have faith to continue when your prayer is not being answered. That is not easy. And God's standing back and he's watching. What did he talk about that little widow woman? The unjust judge. Ah, she was persistent. She wore him out. I love that story, don't you? Persistence wears resistance. We're taught that in sales. Persistence wears resistance. Tell me all the excuses you want. I'm going to persist. I'm going to persist until you cut me off. And you know what? God wants to see that in his people. Come on, we're coming to a God that never fails. And he wants to see some persistence in us. Get after it. Effectual, fervent prayer. What makes it fervent? We need something. What makes it effectual? We continue in persisting in that prayer. And when something is answered, listen, doesn't it mean more? Of course it means more. We've been praying and praying and praying, and all of a sudden we get a breakthrough. And I'm here to tell you what a blessing that is, and we rejoice in it. We savor it. You ever get something that's so good you just savor it? I'm here to tell you, when God answers a prayer that we've really been seeking after, it's something that we can savor tonight. Now, healing, this is my personal opinion, healing should not generate torment. There is an enemy that's going to work. And when you're not being healed, the enemy's going to get involved. And you're going to start doubting of why you're not being healed. And all these things are going to start to come in. I don't believe the gift of God should torment us. The fruit of the Spirit, I've never heard of those things tormenting us. They're the fruit of the Spirit. And they give our experience a richness and a depth that I thank God for tonight. Healing is a gift. It should not cause torment. Now, sometimes in this flesh, can we get frustrated that we're holding on and this thing's not happening and it's not happening? Listen, it's time to dig down, quit ye like men, right? It's time to dig down and get with it. Work a little harder. Pray a little harder. Seek the Lord. Turn with me to James. You know this one. James, the fifth chapter. Let's go over to James. I thank God for the scriptures tonight. No matter what the problem is in our lives, the word of God has an answer for us. James, the fifth chapter. Let's begin reading in verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Question mark. I looked that up. It means exactly what that word is. Afflicted. There's a problem. Whether it could be a situation, it could also be in the body. Is any among you afflicted? Listen to this. Let him pray. Let him pray. Now, it's good to get the saints of God praying with us, right? But that doesn't mean we take our foot off the gas and let everybody else pray. No. Let me pray about this situation. Let me earnestly seek the Lord about this. When we're seeking a companion, one of the most important decisions in the world, listen, that's something that we should earnestly contend for. We should really pray about that. Because it's a decision that's going to affect us the rest of our lives. Why is divine healing any different? Something's wrong in the body. This is something that could affect us the rest of our lives. Therefore, it should demand some of our attention and fervency. Why? Because I don't know about you, but I want to hear from heaven. I don't like wondering about things. I want my answer. I want it. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Come on, we're sons and daughters. He's our Father. And we're just looking for an answer and we're looking for reassurance. We're not gonna tell him how to do it, but we certainly can ask for that answer. And I appreciate that. Let's read on. Is there any merry? This is good. Let him sing psalms. Is there any sick among you? ? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. I thank God for those promises tonight. Now, every one of us, we read these old books. We all have. Healing. We don't have healing campaigns in the Church of God, but there are days of old where there were some mighty healings that went on. And we know of Brother Gordon and we know of others that were healed, mighty healings. But the pioneers, and we read all these stories and we see all these things happening and we wonder why it's not happening for us. I just want to propose this one thing. Back in those days, come on, doctors in the 30s and 40s told you that cigarettes were good for you. How ridiculous. And you go back in the pioneer days, I would rather trust God than what they used to do back then. Bloodletting. Come on, it was kind of just a little touch and go. So those things, come on, They had nowhere else to turn. There was nowhere else to turn but God Almighty and His mercy. And whether we agree with doctors or not, we do live in a different age. It isn't witchcraft. Come on, it's not witchcraft. If there's a tumor in there and the doctor sees it, he goes in and cuts it out and you're better, that isn't witchcraft. It's in there and the doctor removed it. It's simple as that. But I'm here to tell you, in the pioneer days, they didn't have that. They had to trust God. I just went back to that. Everything in this country comes easier. Come on, we're not all eating out of our gardens. Some of you probably are. But there are some people that we're depending on other people, and we just go out to the grocery store, no big deal, right? Grab our groceries and we don't think a thing about it and go home. We don't even know anything about a famine. Come on, we have weight loss clinics everywhere. We don't know anything about a famine. Why? Because everything comes so very easy. In Psalm, turn with me to the 103rd division of the Psalm. Healing is an awesome thing. 103rd division of the Psalm, just stirring our faith tonight. Because every once in a while, we do have to be reminded, God's still, He's still in that business. He didn't go bankrupt. He didn't decide to get out of the healing business. He's still there. And He still wants His people to be inspired to call out to Him. 103rd division of the Psalm, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not. Now, there is a danger that we rely on the doctors and medicine too much. We can go too far that way too. We can get so involved on that side that the scripture says, forget not. Come on, I don't believe God's pleased with that either. You're sick and you're going through this trial and you haven't even taken thought of God Almighty. Do you think that pleases Him? I don't think so. He does not want us to forget all His benefits. Let's read on. Thank God for this. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. What does that tell me tonight? What does that tell you? Nothing is too hard for God. There is no disease that He can't take care of tonight. All of them. There's not one that's got a little asterisk beside it. You know what? I can't take care of that. It doesn't matter what the disease is tonight. He can heal it. And He's more than able to perform that tonight. Let's finish off in Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Let's go over to Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. We're going to have an opportunity, if you have needs in your body, to come down and get prayed for. What did I tell you? There is comfort. There is comfort in doing our part. Come on, we've come to God. Ask Him to take care of this situation and give me the wisdom. However you want me to handle this, Lord, give me the wisdom. There is great comfort in that tonight. Jeremiah. The 17th chapter, verse 14. Man, you can feel this. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for Thou art my praise. What is the ultimate goal of when God saves or when He heals? Now, here's the thing. If God does this, We better praise Him for it. Come on, those 10 lepers, shame on them, except for one. What a healing. They were lepers, the worst disease, and God healed them. And only one, and you can hear the sorrow in Jesus' voice. And brother, I'm here to tell you, what does it say? He didn't give a little golf clap. He said with a loud voice, he glorified God. Sometimes It takes a loud voice. Sometimes it takes a little clapping. Sometimes it takes a little emotion to glorify God. I'm just here to tell you, there's some things that happen. A hand raise isn't enough. I need to do something more than that. I need to glorify him a little more because he's done something so great for me. We can at least stand for him. Let out a little amen. Let out a little hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with that. This is the camp of the saints. I like this camp. I like it a lot. Brother, this is where we come to find safety. I can't remember exactly how he worded it. My mother-in-law sent a text out, and Branson was talking. He said something to the effect, I love church. He said, you just feel safe from the world there. You know how proud I was? That got me. Because sometimes we wonder, I mean, what's these children thinking? Like, do you ever wonder that? Like, I mean, what? I know they're taking it in. Believe me, I know they're taking it in. And when something comes across like that, that's encouraging. They're sensing something. And I appreciate the Lord tonight. Let us stand. Do you have a need in body? Did you know that there is a God who cares? Do you have something that's been bothering you? Something that's been troubling you? I'm here to tell you there is a God in heaven who cares tonight, and he wants to help us.